sin in our lives that was creating our stopping us journeying with God in the way that he wanted us to. Fear God. We ended that session thinking about the conclusion of the bloke in Ecclesiastes. Fear God, do what he tells you, and that's it. And then we saw the need for forgiveness, the need to repent and accept Christ's forgiveness. And sometimes when we come through that, we have to take a risk. And today, as we stand ready to go out, back out into whatever we face this afternoon, are we ready for that, to take a risk, to step out? Fear of rejection by others, of stepping out of our comfort zone as we answer God's call to us this weekend, whatever that may have been for us as individuals, when we come on to that. Then we can begin to move forward, assured that God is for us, that God has forgiven us, and that we're walking with him. Last evening we looked at some of the stuff that can help us on this journey. Worship. We've been marvellously blessed in worship this weekend, in sung worship, but that's, we mustn't go away from here thinking that that's what worship is. That's all that worship is. Worship is our lives. Worship is an act of a will to worship God on a daily basis. As we heard from Eugene Peterson, it's an act which develops feelings for God, not feelings for God which are expressed in worship. So we need to worship God. We need to fear God. We need to let God be who he is. Let God be God and walk in his ways. He's quite capable of being God. He doesn't need our help in that. Alright? He knows who he is, and he wants us to know who he is. And he is God. And we can trust on him. We can trust on the rock that can't be moved. And remember the theme that kept coming through yesterday. It's nothing, 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 nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus. And as we go out from here, he wants us to enjoy life. Again, that came out yesterday. He doesn't want us to be miserable. He doesn't want us to be boring. He wants us to enjoy the amazing life that he's given us whilst walking in his ways. And so we come this morning to our final session. You've got about another 2 minutes of me, and I'm going to hand over to Rhett. Psalm 133. So how does this stuff actually outwork? How do we actually, what difference is this weekend going to make? And that's what this weekend's about. What difference is it going to make to your personal walk and relationship with Jesus? What difference is it going to make in your family life? What difference is it going to make in your role as a father? What difference is it going to make in your role as a husband, as a friend, as a leader, as a subordinate? What difference is this going to make? And we've got to grip that, because it's just not about coming away on the Christian tourism trail. Psalm 133 says, how wonderful, how beautiful when brothers... he puts sisters in there as well. And sisters get along. Talks about unity. How we get along. We get along together. We encourage one another. We build each other up. We teach one another. We guide one another. We tell others of our own experiences. That's where we're coming to this morning as we go out. How can we do that? How can we get along with one another? How can we encourage one another? How can we build each other up? And that psalm ends in some interesting words. It's like costly anointing oil flowing down the head and beard. So as you go out tomorrow, okay, you are going to be anointing oil flowing down the head and beard of your boss. Great. Flowing down the collar of his number one suit. It's like the dew on Mount Hermon flowing down the slopes of Zion. Okay, so tomorrow morning, when you see the dew and you going to work, just start pouring water over people today, yeah. Just do it. It'll be fine. It's words that are basically saying it's going to be cracking. This is what makes a difference. This is what makes a difference to people when Christians, people are walking together, doing stuff, encouraging my life. It makes a difference to those. They go, what the flipping heck's going on there? Or words to that effect. And that, at the end of that psalm, that is where God commands the blessing and ordains eternal life. If we're walking together, if we're working together, this stuff's going to go, what's the word we use, viral. It can go viral. Years ago in the Navy, we had a prophecy given via a naval chaplain, who some of you will know, a guy called Malcolm McCall, and we still hold on to this prophecy. It said, revival will sweep the United Kingdom, spearheaded by the Royal Navy. Big prophecy. Hasn't fulfilled it yet. Nathan, not too much weight on your shoulders, shipmate. Didn't happen in my time, you old mucker. So many of you. Before we move, if I can get this, oh, brilliant. This hopefully gives an indication of what can happen when there's a spark. And I believe there's been a spark this weekend throughout military Christians. And that's obviously a horrendous incident and a horrendous disaster. But that's what can happen when a spark ignites. When the Holy Spirit ignites, bang. This is what we should be within our lives as we go back. You know, and I'm just going to read where I started on Friday night. If we're serious about this stuff, we're serious about spiritual warfare. Mark touched on that last night. The enemy is quite happy if we remain on Friday. The devil will want us to remain on Friday, where we were, if we've got all this stuff, we've not dealt anything with it. He starts to get fed up. He starts to get active when we start to push forward, when that spark ignites of the Holy Spirit, and we begin to take the battle seriously. We're in a battle, fellas, and actually advance. I'll finish where we started. The church that Jesus designed is made for impact. A massive, highly transformational impact at that. Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus says that the gates of hell don't prevail against us. It is we as God's people who are on the advance here, not hell. Contrary to many of the images of church, of us, of AFCU, of NCF, of CVM, as a defensive fortress suffering the terrible, relentless onslaughts of hell, the movement that Jesus set in motion is designed to be an advancing, untamed, and untamable revolutionary force created to transform the world. We're part of that revolutionary force. As we move out of here, we can transform the world. We can transform where we are. We can transform our families if it's all going peak tong. We can transform our workplaces. We can transform our neighbourhoods, our ships, our air stations, our tank crews, whatever. We can transform that if we're serious, if we're intentional, if we love the Lord, if we're walking in his ways, if we're moving on. Yeah.
Right, I believe the start of doing that is prayer. And if you read about many of the great revivals, Hebrides and so on, it's all about prayer. And the way that Steve mentioned about us standing in unity is we need to be united in prayer. So we're going to start now. We've got 20 minutes, so I really want this to happen fairly quickly. You all need one of these because you need to both book yourself in and be praying who you are bringing to the gathering. Okay, so if you want to fill them in today, give them to Steve. Otherwise, send them to the CVM office, and then you can be there and bring your mates to the gathering, your non-Christian mates. So I'd like you to all break into groups of ideally three, but if it's two or four, okay, and share with each other who you are going to pray for. Ideally, at least two names. Of non-Christian friends that you'd like to bring to gathering. By all means, share very briefly, and you want to do sort of more praying than talking, any other key things. So what are the top three things of your intray that you'd like to pray for? What are the three things you want to see breakthrough in? Pray today, and if you can, if it makes sense in terms of you're in the same naval base or similar interest groups or ranks or whatever it is, then I would strongly encourage you to carry on over the coming days, week, okay? Particularly the gathering. So hand those around, take one, stick your names down of yourself if you're able to come in now, that would be good. Or you might, no pressure to do it today, take it away and pray about it. But let's just break into groups. You can stay in here or just spread out, anteroom outside or library or wherever. But let's get praying, guys.
And just to say on that, I'm going to give you each a couple of flyers for the gathering, so you've got dates and all the rest of the information there to share with others as well.